This is Shimon Newbert with Hilchos Eruvin, Chapter 2. This chapter contains 16 halachas. In the previous chapter, Chapter 1, we discussed the case where people live together in an area such as a courtyard or an alleyway or a whole city which is surrounded by walls. Technically, they can carry everywhere in this place, but by decree of Shlomo, the king, and his Beis Din, since the private individuals live in their own private area, each one has his own private territory for himself, and in addition, they all have a joint ownership in the common area, it is forbidden to carry in the commonly shared area or to carry between the private dwellings and the common area unless they first join together with some food which constitutes an eruv. In this chapter we discuss cases where one of the private individuals either failed to join in with the others in the eruv or was unable to participate in the eruv. Haloch Aleph, Anshei Hechotzer, people who live in a courtyard, she'irvu kulam, all of them joined together to make an eruv for that courtyard, chutz me'echad mehem, shaloi eruvim bohem, except for one of them who did not make the eruv, he did not participate with the eruv and join himself together with them. Either he did so willfully, he simply refused to join in the Erev with them, or he forgot to donate his loaf of bread and participate in the Erev. Hareza oiser aleihem, in either case, he forbids them, his presence forbids the rest of them to carry in the courtyard. Since this individual who did not join in the Eruv still retains for himself his exclusive rights to his private dwelling as well as his rights to the commonly shared areas, therefore he withholds the effectiveness of the Eruv that the rest of them made. And therefore, all of the people here, the ones who joined in the Eruv, as well as the one who did not join in the Eruv, are all forbidden to carry in or out between the houses and the courtyard, or between the courtyard and the houses. Now, if this person who failed to join in the Eruv says, I relinquish my rights in favor of all the rest of you, and he relinquished his rights, the one who did not make the Eruv, that is, relinquished his rights in the courtyard only, that is, he said, I relinquish whatever rights I have to the commonly shared area, then hare elu mutarim lahoitzi ulahachnis mibateyam lechotzer umechotzer lebateyam, then they are permitted to carry in and out between their houses and the courtyard, and between the courtyard and their houses, since in this courtyard only people who made the Eruv have a common share here, but the person who did not make the Eruv no longer has any share in the courtyard. But to carry in and out between that individual's house and the courtyard is forbidden, since that individual still retains his own private rights to his private dwelling. However, if he relinquished to them his rights to his private house as well as his rights to the courtyard, then everyone is permitted to carry here between all the houses, including his and the courtyard. They are all permitted to carry Ervu, because they did indeed join in an Eruv, and this individual who did not join has relinquished all his rights, both in his house and in the courtyard, and therefore all the houses and the entire courtyard have an Eruv here. And his own house is also part of the common area to which the Eruv now applies. V'gam hu mutar, and he himself is also permitted to carry in and out. Mipnei shalo nishar lo rishus, because since he relinquished all his rights, he now has no rights here at all, neither to his house nor to the courtyard. So his entire dwelling here is v'harehu ko'ireach etzlam. He is dwelling here like a guest. V'ho'ireach eine oiseh, since he is now their guest. And of course, a guest does not forbid the permanent residents here from carrying. Halacha beis hamevatel reshusei stam, someone who relinquishes his rights here and did not specify which rights he was relinquishing, reshus chatzere bitl, reshus beisei loy bitl, then we have to assume that he has relinquished his rights in the courtyard, but he has not relinquished his rights to his private dwelling. Hamevatel reshus levnei achotzer, and the one who relinquishes his rights to the other people who live in the courtyard because he had not joined in the Erev, tzarech levatel lechol echod ve'echod beferish. He must explicitly relinquish his rights to each and every individual. Ve'oimer, he must say, reshusi mevutelas, I am relinquishing my rights to the courtyard, lecha, ulecha, ulecha, to you, and to you, and to you. He must mention each individual. V'hayoyrish, mevatel rishus, someone who inherited a house on Shabbos, that is, the owner of the private house, who failed to join in the Erev, died, and the house was inherited by one of his relatives who did not live here, and the relative arrived on Shabbos to take over the home, and he at that time, being informed that his father had not joined in the Erev, he relinquished his rights here. He can do so even on Shabbos. And even though the one from whom he is inheriting this died on Shabbos, so that the heir could not have joined in the Eruv and could not have relinquished any rights here before Shabbos, since he had no rights on Shabbos, he became capable of relinquishing rights here only on Shabbos. Nevertheless, he can do so. Shehayirish kom tachas meirishe lechol dover, because the rule is that an heir is for all intents of purposes considered to be exactly the same as the person from whom he inherited it. And since the person from whom he inherited it could have relinquished rights here on Shabbos, bitul reshus b'Shabbos mutar lechatchila, it's permitted entirely to relinquish rights here on Shabbos, and therefore, since the person from whom he inherited it could have relinquished the rights here on Shabbos, he is considered as if he were that same person, and he can relinquish the rights on Shabbos, even though before Shabbos he had no such rights to relinquish. Halacha gimel, bitlu elu hamarvim reshusam zel reshusam lazer shelo yirev. Now, if the opposite happened, that is, the people who joined in the Erev relinquished their rights in favor of the person who did not join in the Erev, hu mutar, he now is permitted to carry. Shaharei nishal levadai, because since they all relinquished their rights to the courtyard, he remains the sole owner of the courtyard. And when you have a single owner in the courtyard, there's no need to make an Erev. Vehei masurim, but they are forbidden, shaloi nisha lahem rishus, because they are left with no rights in the courtyard, and we cannot say in this case that they should be imagined to be guests of the one person who still has the ownership in the courtyard, because in these cases, this relinquishing of rights is merely a fictitious relinquishing of rights, which is done in order to avoid violating the rabbinical decree here. And since it's only a fictitious relinquishing of rights, we can only imagine that they have relinquished rights and one becomes a guest of the others only if it's a single person who has relinquished his rights and he is the guest of the rest of them who are many. But we cannot say that this fictitious relinquishing of rights makes many people to become the guests of one single person. Halacha Dalet, Hayu Elu Shaloi Erevu Shnayim Ayoyser, if the people who failed to join in the Eruv are not one person, but there were two or more, then the rule is in Bitlu Reshusam Lamarvim, if they relinquish their rights to the ones who did make the Eruv, Hamarvim Mutarim, the people who made the Eruv are permitted to carry, the Elu Shaloi Erevu Asurim, and those who did not join in the Eruv are forbidden. When you cannot do the opposite, the people who made the Eruv cannot relinquish their rights to the two people who did not make the Eruv, because it will not help here, since there are two people left who did not make the Eruv, each one will forbid the other, and therefore there's nothing to be accomplished here by doing that, because they will still remain forbidden to carry. And even if then, after those who joined the Eruv relinquished their rights to the two people who did not join the Eruv, then if one of the people who did not join the Eruv now relinquishes his rights to the second person who did not join the Eruv, nevertheless, Hareza Oisa, he still continues to forbid his carrying there. Why? Because he still remains forbidden because of the people who did make the Eruv, because even though they relinquished their rights here, but at the time that they relinquished their rights, it was ineffective. At the time that the people who made the Eruv relinquished their rights to these two people, Oser Hoya, he was forbidden still to carry at that time because of the other person who did not join in the Eruv. Echot she'eruv, einei mevatel reshusi l'echot shelo yeruv. If we have a total of three people here, two of them joined in the Eruv and one did not join in the Eruv, one of the people who joined in the Eruv cannot relinquish his rights to the one who did not join in the Eruv. Aval ha'echot shaloi Eruv, but the one who did not join in the Eruv, mevatel reshusei l'echot she'eruv. He can relinquish his rights in favor of one of the people who did make the Eruv. Halocha hei, kishem shebal habayis zeh, mevatel reshusei achas. Just as we learned in the previous halachas that the one private house owner can relinquish his rights to another private house owner or to other private house owners in a courtyard, in a kach mevatla mechotze lechotze. Similarly, if we're making a shituf, if we're making an eruv for the whole alleyway, and one of the courtyards failed to join, then one of the courtyards can relinquish its rights in the alley to other courtyards. And this relinquishing of rights can pass back and forth. That is, one can relinquish his rights to the other, and then the second one can relinquish his rights to the first, and it can be passed back and forth as needed. Ketzad, for example, how do we do this? Shnayim sheshruim bechotzer, if two people are living in a courtyard, v'lo erev echot mehem, and one of them failed to make the erev, mevatel reshusei l'sheni, then he can relinquish his rights to the second one. And then what happens is that this second person is permitted to carry in the territory that the other one relinquished his rights to. And he continues carrying here until he's done everything he needs to. Meanwhile, the first person is forbidden. Now the second person, who has been carrying all along, proceeds to relinquish his rights to the first one. And now the first person is permitted to carry here in this territory to which the rights have which have been relinquished in his favor. And then v'chein kama palim, and they can go back and forth relinquishing rights one to the other. They can do it even several times. V'yesh bitl reshus b'churba k'derech shehu b'chotzer. in a place where a courtyard or an alleyway has become destroyed, and there are no people living here, but nevertheless there are still two homes remaining, and the two homes still open out onto this place that's been destroyed, and they fail to make an Eruv together, here they can also relinquish their rights one to the other, just as they would do in a courtyard. Halochavav, Mishabitl Reshusay, someone who relinquished his rights in the courtyard, V'chozer V'tilkel Bershusay Shabitl, and then he proceeded to carry there in the territory where he relinquished his rights, thereby indicating that in fact he does retain rights here, that imbemezit hoitzi, if he carried out into that territory willfully, hareza oisa alehem, then he has demonstrated that he has not really relinquished his rights here, and therefore he forbids all the others to carry. Sharei loy omad bebituloy, because he did not stand by his relinquishing of the rights. V'im b'shogeg hoitzi, if however he merely forgot, and without knowing he carried out the einei oiser, now he does not forbid it. Shaharei oimid b'bitulai, because he does continue to stand by his relinquishing of rights, and the only reason he carried here is because he forgot that he was forbidden to do so. Pameh dvarim amurim, when does this rule apply, that if he carried out willfully, he has made his relinquishing of rights null and void, and they now become forbidden to carry? If these people to whom he relinquished his rights did not proceed first to take possession of the place where he relinquished the rights by carrying there themselves, but if they proceeded first and took possession of the place and carried there, then if afterwards this single individual who relinquished the rights proceeded to carry, bein b'shegeg bein b'mezid, regardless of whether he did so unknowingly or he did so willfully, ein yoser aleihem, he can no longer forbid it on them, because they have already taken possession of the area that he relinquished to them. Halacha zayin, shnei batim b'shnei tzidei reshus harabim, if we have two houses on two sides of the public street, v'hikifum goyim mechitza b'shabbos, before Shabbos there was no question of making an Eruv here, because the Eruv can only permit carrying in those places where carrying is forbidden by rabbinical decree because of the laws of the Eruv. It cannot permit carrying in a place that's a public domain. But Goyim came on Shabbos and surrounded the street with partitions so that they converted the street into a private domain. Now they cannot relinquish their rights one to the other. There was no Eruv made here, since before Shabbos there was no purpose of to making an Eruv, since it was a public domain. Now on Shabbos it has become a private domain. They cannot relinquish their rights one to the other. Since before Shabbos, yesterday on Friday, there was no possibility of making an Eruv here, therefore there is no purpose to relinquishing rights here, even on Shabbos when it's been converted to a private domain. Echad mibnei chotzer shemeis, if one of the people in the courtyard died, v'hiniach reshusei la'echad min ashuk, and now all his rights here were inherited by some person who lives elsewhere, who was not a member of this courtyard, and now he inherited it. If the person who died Friday while it was still day, he died, that is, before Shabbos, then the person who inherited it, who was not previously a member of this courtyard, forbids all the others to carry here. Since the one who inherited the property here became an owner before Shabbos, he should have joined in the Eruv, and he did not do so. V'yemeis mishachashecha, however, if the owner here who died once night fell, so that if he had joined in the Eruv before Shabbos, and he died on Shabbos, Einei Oyser Aleihem, now the heir who suddenly became the owner here does not forbid it, since the person who died had joined in the Eruv, and therefore the Eruv was valid when Shabbos began, it continues to be permitted to carry here even on Shabbos. V'echot min hashuk shemeis ve'iniach rishus eliach b'nei chotzer. Now we talk about the opposite case. There is someone who does not live here in the courtyard, and he owns a house in the courtyard, and he died. And the heir who inherited his property rights here does live in the courtyard. Now the rule is the opposite. If the person who does not live here but owns property here died while it was still day, then the person who inherited the property does not forbid the rest of them to carry. Shaharei kulam miyurovim, because he was living here even before Shabbos, and he joined in the Erev because of his own property, and therefore now that he inherits the property from someone else, he has an Erev that covers both of his property, since the Erev covers all of the property that he owns, and all of them have joined in the Erev. V'yemeis mishachasheicha, however, if the person who owned a piece of property and did not live here died after night fell, oyser aleihem, then since the person who does live here inherits the property on Shabbos when it's too late to join in the Erev, he forbids everyone else, achivat l'rishus ma'rishay lahem, unless he relinquishes his rights to the property that he inherited from the person from whom he inherited it. He has to relinquish these rights to everyone else. Halochiches, Yisrael v'ger sheshruyim b'ma'ira, a Jew and a Ger, a convert to Judaism who has no Jewish relatives, and when he dies, all his property becomes hefker, it becomes ownerless, and whoever takes possession of it becomes the owner. So if you have now a Jew and such a Ger are living together in a cave, and each one has a separate private place that he owns by himself, and they also have common property here, and they need to make an Eruv, and the ger died on Friday while it was still daytime, and his property was left temporarily ownerless, and therefore, if this situation were to continue, then the Jew would be allowed to carry on Shabbos without an Eruv, since he is the only owner remaining here, and the rest of the property has no owner. But another Jew came along and took possession of the property of the Ger, and he did not take possession until Shabbos when night had fallen, so that at the inception of Shabbos, there was only a single owner here, and the Ger's property was ownerless. Nevertheless, Hareza Hamachzik Oyser Achievatl, this person who came and took possession of the property forbids the Jew who was living previously from carrying unless he relinquishes his rights here. Sharehu Kiyerish, because even though at the time when Shabbos arrived, the Ger's property was ownerless, nonetheless, a person who takes possession of the property of a ger who died does so as an heir. And since he is doing so as an heir, he has all the rules that we learned in the previous halacha. V'yemeis ha-ger mishachasheicha, however, if the ger did not die until after nightfall, afal pi shehechzik Yisroel acha b'nechosov, then even though some other Jew came along and took possession of his property, Einei Oyser Alav, he does not forbid the other Jew from carrying here. Ela Behateri Harishin Hu Oymeid. But this remains with the original permissibility of carrying here, since at the time when Shabbos arrived, the Ger was still in possession of the property, he was still alive, and the Ger had joined in an Erev with the Jew. Halochetes, Yisroel Hador im Hagoy, Oyim Ger Toishav, if a Jew lives together with a goy, either a goy who worships idols, or yemger toishav, or with a goy who has taken upon himself the seven mitzvahs of the descendants of Noach, and he does not worship idols, but he has not become a convert to Judaism. Anyway, you have only these two people living bechotzer in a courtyard, that is a Jew and a goy, or a Jew and a ger toishav, ein yoiser alov. This goy does not forbid the Jew from carrying here. Shadiras hagoy ein edira, because the dwelling of a goy is not considered a dwelling. Ela kebehema hu choshev. We consider him as if he were a behema here, and therefore there is only a single Jew here, and there's no need to make an eruv. V'imhoyu shnei yisraelim ayoyisev goy shochin imohem. However, if there are two or more Jews here, along with a goy who lives with them, hareze oyser aleihem. Then the goy does forbid them all from carrying here. V'dava zeg zera. And even though the goy technically should not forbid them from carrying, since the goy is considered, as we said, to be a behemoth, to be an animal, nevertheless, davar zeh gzeira, it is forbidden nevertheless as a decree, in order to prevent shelo yashkinu goy imohem, that Jews should not bring a goy in to live among them. Shelo yilmedu mimaisav, we do not want Jews to have a goy living there in the courtyard with them, so that they will not learn from his deeds and copy his deeds. V'lomaloi gozru b'Yisrael echot v'goy echot. Now what about the original case? If it's a single Jew and a goy living together, why there do we not forbid it? Because this is an unusual thing, and the rule is, in general, when the rabbinical decrees are made, they do not cover unusual cases. And it's an unusual thing that a single Jew will live together with a goy in a courtyard. Because a Jew is afraid. A Jew is afraid to live by himself in a courtyard with a goy, because he's afraid that he might sometimes be alone with the goy in a secluded place, and the goy will kill him. Ukvar osu l'syachidem agoy, and indeed they did forbid a Jew to remain alone in a secluded place with a goy, as we will learn in detail in Hilchos Ritzeach. Halacha yud, shnei yisraelim v'goy echot hashteichnim b'chotzer achas. Now if we have two Jews and one goy who are living together in one courtyard, v'ervu ha'yisraelim la'atzmam, and the two Jews made an Eruv together by themselves, lo yehilu klum. They have not done anything. They have not accomplished anything, since the goy is here and he forbids them. V'chein im bitlu l'goy u'bitlu lehem. And similarly, if they relinquish their rights to the goy, or the goy relinquishes his rights to them, oy bitlu ha'yisraelim zeh lozeh, or the two Jews relinquish their rights one to the other, v'nasu kiyochid im ha'goy, and therefore the two become like one, and now there's one together with the goy. Nevertheless, in all these cases, lo yehilu klum, nothing has been accomplished. Shein eruv moil b'mokim goy, because in a case where there's a goy living here and eruv does not accomplish anything, ve'ein bitl reshus moil b'mokim goy, and relinquishing of rights does not accomplish anything where there's a goy present, ve'ein lahem takona, and there's no remedy here, ela sheyiskeru mimenu reshusay. The only thing they can do is rent his rights from him. Ve'yosa hagoy, and since they've rented from him all his rights, he cannot relinquish his rights, but they can rent his rights from him, and now the goy has no rights here, so he becomes as if he were their guest and does not forbid anything. Similarly, if there were many goyim, they can rent their rights to the Jews, and then the Jews make an eruv together, and they're permitted to carry. If there's a single Jew who rented the rights from a goy, ma'ariv im shar ha'yisraelim, they need not all rent the rights. If one single Jew rented the rights, it's good enough, and he can make an eruv together with all the rest of the Jews, v'yutru kulam, and all of them will be permitted to carry. Ve'in kol echot tzorich liskei min ha'goy, it's not necessary for each individual Jew separately to rent out the rights from the goy. Halacha yudalev, shtei chatzeir zu lifnim mizu, if there are two courtyards, one outside outside and one inside. So in order to get to the inner courtyard from the public street, you have to go through the outer courtyard. And the person who lives in the inner courtyard has rights in the outer courtyard, since he has to go in and out through that outer courtyard. If there's a Jew and a Goy living in the inner courtyard, and one Jew is living in the outer courtyard, in this case, the Jew and the Goy who live in the inner courtyard also have rights to the outer courtyard. Oy, Shahoya Yisroel v'Goy b'chitzoina, or there's a Jew and a Goy in the outer courtyard, v'Yisroel ache b'pnimis, and one other Jew is in the inner courtyard, so that this other Jew has rights in the outer courtyard. Hareza oyser al chitzoina. In these cases, it is forbidden to carry in the outer courtyard, ashe yisker mimenu, unless they rent out the rights from the Goy. Why? Sharei Ragli Shnei Yisrael V'Goy Mitzuyim Sham. Because in either of these cases we have two Jews and a Goy who have rights to walk in and out through the outer courtyard. So therefore you have to rent out rights from the Goy in order to permit carrying in the outer courtyard. Bapnimi, but in the inner courtyard, Muta Bapnimis. The one who lives in the inner courtyard is permitted to carry there in the inner courtyard, since there's no second Jew who has rights in that inner courtyard. Halacha Yud Beis, Seicher Min HaGoy Afilu B'Shabbos. You may rent out the rights from the Goy, even if it's already Shabbos, where we said in Hilchos Shabbos that it is forbidden to contract any buying or selling or renting or hiring on Shabbos, but this is permitted. Shaschidus kebitul reshusi, because this renting is not a genuine renting; it's only a pro forma renting, and it's another form of relinquishing rights. She'ena schidus vadois, it's not an actual renting. Elo heker bilvad, it's only done symbolically. Lefichach seicher min hagoy afilu bepochas mishal v'pruta, and therefore you can rent out the property from the Goy, even if you pay him less than the worth of a pruta. A pruta is something, is a coin like a penny, and in Jewish law, less than that amount is not considered a transaction, but here it's good enough. The ishtei shel goy masker shelo ledaitai, and you need not rent from the goy himself, but the goy's wife may rent out the rights here even without consulting the goy who was the owner. V'chein schirei v'shamoshei maskirim shelo ledaitai, and similarly, his employee and his servant can rent out the rights without consulting him. And even if the employee of the Goy or the servant of the Goy was a Jew, nevertheless, even though he's a Jew and he's benefiting himself also thereby, nevertheless he can rent out the rights here without consulting the Goy. Shoal min ha-Goy mokim laniach b'chafotzov. If the Jew came to the Goy, did not rent out the rights, but he asked the Goy for permission to take his part of his place and put down his belongings, v'hish iloy, and the Goy did grant him permission to put down his belongings there, harei nishtatef imay bershus, he has become a partner in the Goy's rights here, umaske shaloy ledaitoy, and he can rent out the Goy's rights without consulting him. Hoyu legoy zeh schirim moshamoshim moynoshim rabim, if this Goy had numerous employees or servants or wives, im hiske echod mehem, if only one single one of them rented out the rights, dayi, that's sufficient. Halocha yudkibu, shnei Yisraelim v'goy hadorim b'chotzer achas, two Jews and a Goy who are living together in one courtyard, v'sachru min ha-Goy b'Shabbos, and they rented out the rights from the Goy on Shabbos, and now on Shabbos it suddenly becomes permitted to carry here, but they had failed to make an Erev before Shabbos, since there was a Goy present from whom they had not rented the rights before Shabbos. Chozer ha'echad mevatel reshusei lasheni. Now, of these two Jews, one of them can proceed to relinquish his rights to the second one. Umutar, and it's permitted to carry. V'cheinim meis ha'goy b'shabbos. So also, if the goy died on Shabbos, mevatel ha'yisraeli li'yisrael ha'acher, then one Jew can now relinquish his rights to the other Jew. V'yeh mutal etaltel, and it's permitted to carry. Halacha yudalet goy shehiskir le'goy. If the goy who is living here is not the owner of his property, one goy rented out property to another goy, and so the goy who lives here is only a tenant, im ein harishin yochel lahoitzi hagoy hasheni ache yashlim zman schiru. So now the question is, from whom do we have to rent the rights here? From the goy who is the landlord, or from the goy who is the tenant? So if there is a lease here, and the first goy, the landlord, cannot evict the second goy, the tenant, until the time of the rental expires, then you have to rent the rights from this second goy who is the tenant, because he has become effectively the owner here. But if there is no lease here, and the first goy, the landlord, is able to evict the second goy, the tenant, anytime he desires, they should still rent the rights from the tenant, because it is the tenant who at present, since he has not been evicted, is effectively the owner. But in loy hoya hasheni oimed, but if this second one, the tenant, is not present here, he went away, v'sochru ha'yisraelim min harishin, and the Jews then rented the rights from the original, from the landlord, hareilu mitarim, they are permitted to carry. Halocha tezvav, chotze sheyisraelu v'goy shruyim bo, a courtyard where there are Jews and a goy living, v'hoyu chaloynes psuchim b'beis yisraeli zeh l'beis yisraeli zeh, and they failed to make an eruv because there's a goy here, and they were unable to do so, and they failed to rent out the rights from the goy, but it was not always necessary to carry through the courtyard, through the common area. There are windows open in the common wall between one Jewish house and another Jewish house. Be also Eruv Derech Haloinis, and these two Jews made an Eruv between their two houses through the windows. Afal pi shehem mutarim lahoitzi mibayis labayis derech haloinis, even though they are now permitted to carry in and out from one house to the other through these windows, they are permitted to do so since the goy does not own any property that interferes here between the two houses. Asurim lahoitzi mibayis labayis derech psochim. Nevertheless, they still remain forbidden to carry from one house to another through the doors, because to carry from one house to another by going in and out of the doors, they have to pass through the common property, and the common property, b'pnei ha'goy, there is a goy who still has an ownership, and he forbids them ad sheyaskir, unless they rent his rights here. She'ein rabim nasim be'eruv kiyochid b'melkim ha'goy. And even though the two Jews who have the two houses here are the only Jews here, and since they made an Eruv from one house to another, it could be construed as being a single house, and now we have a single Jew living with a goy, but we cannot say that, because many Jews cannot become like a single Jew because of the Eruv that they made when there's a goy present. Halacha tezayin, Yisrael shehu mechalel Shabbos b'farhesia, a Jew who publicly desecrates the Shabbos, oishahu oived avoyde zora, or a Jew who worships idols, hareyu kegoy lechol dvorav. As we mentioned at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, he is considered for all intents and purposes to be a goy. Ve'ein ma'or v'mimoy, and you cannot make an eruv with him. Ve'ein imevatel reshus, and he cannot relinquish rights here. He has the same rules as a goy, elaseichem mimenu kegoy, and we have to rent his rights from him like we would do with a goy. Avalim hoya min hoapikorsim. However, if this Jew was not one who desecrates the Shabbos publicly, or one who worships idols, but he was one of the Epicharsim, that is, he was a member of some sect. A sect that does not worship idols and does not desecrate the Shabbos, like the Tzedukim and Baisusim, and all other sects who do not believe in the oral law of the Torah, and they do not believe in rabbinical decrees, by which we mean, in general, any Jew who is not to be considered like a goy, but it is a Jew who does not believe in the mitzvah of an eruv, we cannot make an eruv with him, because his joining in the eruv will not take effect, since he does not believe in the eruv. But we cannot rent out his rights here either, because he is not a goy here, since he does not worship idols and he does not desecrate the Shabbos. So what can he do? He can relinquish his rights to an observant Jew. And this is the remedy here. And similarly, if there was one single observant Jew and this non-observant Jew dwelling together in a courtyard, Hareza Oyser Olov Achevatal Rishusai. The non-observant Jew forbids the observant Jew from carrying here unless he relinquishes his rights to him. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for chapter 3.